dictation for Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, May 5, 61. Mrs. Bowen Lynn has been followed through University of Michigan Nephrology, Dr. Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R, which kindly provided records, which I review. Patient is facing dialysis in the near future. She has chosen to do home peritoneal dialysis, needs to establish local care. She's in the transplant list since 2024 for a potential pair exchange transplant with daughter, thought to be related to hypertensive nephrosclerosis. She has three oncocytoma tumors removed on the right-sided, recent adjustment of blood pressure medications, present blood pressure at home fluctuates in the 120s, 140s over 70s, stable weight and appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no major edema, minor numbness of the feet, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms. She keeps herself active, no chest pain palpitations, no lightheadedness, no fainting episode, no dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no major cough or sputum production. He's trying to follow a low potassium restricted as well as medications. Next paragraph, her past medical history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, progressive renal failure, which already documented since 2014, low level of monoclonal gammopathy with IgG kappa, with other negative testing for plasma cell disorder, the three oncocytoma masses nephrectomy, right side was done April 2017. At that time, renal pathology evaluation of that sample limited, but only showing hypertensive abnormalities. Nothing to suggest associated to plasma cell disorder. She has developed progressive nephrotic range proteinuria around 2021, thought to be related to secondary FSGS as well as hypertension. There has been problems of primary hyperparathyroidism with high calcium in the past, requiring 3 out of 4 glands removed, and this is from June 2023. No history of diabetes. Next paragraph, surgeries, 3 out of 4 glands parathyroid, 3 masses right kidney, partial nephrectomy, tonsils adenoids, and a C-section. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Bactrim. Next paragraph, never smoke, minimally alcohol, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications, recently increased calcitriol from 2 times a week to every other day, on Jardiance, Zetia Lokelma, Lokelma, losartan maximal dose 100, metoprolol, nifedipine, recently changed from long-acting to twice a day. Onkrestor, vitamin D, some supplements like turmeric and beet, and beets, BEETS, no anti-inflammatory agents. Prior use of Repatha, REPATHA, that has been discontinued. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. 61 inches tall, blood pressure, weight 164, blood pressure 144/84, repeat on the left 128/70. She's alert. Orientis time 3. No respiratory distress. Normal eye movement. Normal speech, no mucosal abnormalities. No palpable neck masses, thyroid, lymph nodes, carotid, Bruch, JBD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal back tenderness, masses or ascites, no gross edema, no focal motor deficits. Next paragraph, I want to mention also that there is a history of central vein occlusion, age 25. Etiology unknown. No sequela, no compromise of eyesight. Apparently within 6 weeks recover. Similar episode at age 31. And again, recover faster in 2 weeks. Etiology unknown. Next paragraph. Chemistry is July, shows anemia 11.6 with a normal white blood cell platelet with an MCV of 94. Normal RDW, normal neutrophils, lymphocytes, low albumin 3.4, phosphorus at 5, corrected calcium normal, magnesium normal, PTH at 257, vitamin D above 30, most recent creatinine around 3.57. There is a report of the three masses removed, right kidney, as a hybrid oncocytoma, all of them completely removed. There is a CT scan abdomen and pelvis 2022, that's already post renal surgery. They report two solid enhancing left-sided renal mass. Upper pole stable, lower pole increasing size. New mass also detected on the left upper pole. Prior partial nephrectomy defect on the right side. Both kidneys shows cortical scarring. as well as multiple cysts, no obstruction. Minor high potassium. There is no blood in the urine. GFR presently under 15, stage 5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5, with nephrotic range proteinuria, Question syndrome, as albumin is running low. She is preparing for dialysis. She has chosen home peritoneal dialysis. We describe this technique, and we are going to make sure the home dialysis nurse talks to her and do a visit. She needs to have the PD catheter placement. I will advise to do it now. It can be placed under the skin, buried, and externalized when the symptoms develop. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. Blood pressure in the office appears stable, continue present regimen. I noticed some discrepancies between what university advice, change of the nifedipine and what she's doing, continue restricted low potassium diet and Lokelma, continue restricted phosphorus, a monitor for potential binders, continue management of elevated PTH, previously considered primary, now probably secondary to advanced renal failure. There is also discrepancy between the dose of vitamin D125. She's doing 2 days a week, supposed to be every other day. We will continue the same low dose, we will continue Jardiance despite present level of kidney function. Presently, no urinary tract infection. We will keep losartan as long as possible. Other blood pressure medications, cholesterol management, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. She's already on the transplant list for a potential kidney transplant exchange, daughter being the donor. She is followed by other services, including hematology oncology for the renal masses. As well as this monoclonal gammopathy. I encourage her to have an AV fistula as a backup. We will monitor chemistries at least monthly, probably more often. Potential EPO treatment, iron levels needs to be updated. All issues discussed at length. End of dictation.